You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Zeke Robison, and this is Tech in 2, the coronavirus update from Wired. Here's what you should know. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices is recommending the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine again. The shot's rollout was paused to investigate a very small number of dangerous blood clotting incidents. While rare, they were medically serious and, in some cases, deadly. Presuming that the shot will soon be back in use, medical practitioners are thinking carefully about how to discuss both the collective gain and personal risk. In the words of one physician, "We do want societal benefit at the end of the day, but we shouldn't avoid the aspects of talking about what it means to individual patients." In the EU, the health regulator announced earlier this week that the region would resume its Johnson & Johnson rollout, as the benefits of the shot outweigh the risk of rare blood clots. There, the drug maker will add a new label with warnings about the risk of clots and steps for recognizing and treating them. There were 332,730 daily new COVID-19 infections in India as of the end of last week. It's the world's highest single-day increase in cases. The pandemic surge in India has been making headlines all week as the situation grows increasingly dire. Hospital beds are filling up, and some states and cities have instituted lockdowns in the absence of a national mandate. On top of that, there were two deadly accidents at overrun hospitals this week, an oxygen leak that killed 22 COVID patients, and a fire that killed at least 14. Other countries are also struggling to contain the crisis. In Brazil, millions are going hungry as the country faces a record-setting outbreak, and this week, Japan declared a third state of emergency for several regions, including Tokyo, as cases tick up just a few months before the Olympics. And the U.S. State Department put out a far more expansive Do Not Travel list last week. The list, which included just 33 countries a week prior, now names more than 115 countries and territories that Americans should avoid traveling to, including Brazil, Russia, India, and large parts of Europe. As vaccination drives progress in some parts of the world, other countries are also outlining new plans for foreign travel. China, which once allowed entry only for people who had received Chinese vaccines, recently announced it will allow American vaccine records to be submitted when applying for a coronavirus QR health code. And Israel and Bahrain reached a first-of-its-kind agreement to recognize vaccine passports from either place and allow quarantine-free travel between the two countries. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.